is going to be a really great week for you, and I am encouraging you to actually get to the point now that you can get through actually week 21 of this journey to personal wholeness through God's holiness. I am Dr. Doretha Fields, and in this week's lesson, you're going to find the tools and the tips that you're going to need to be successful as you begin to learn the skills of effective listening that will indeed lead to a happy life. This week's Anchor of Wholeness encourages us by saying, listen unto others as you have been listened unto you. The true mark of self-control is when you can allow others to speak their difference without planning to say yours. What's going to happen this week as you begin to utilize the tools and the tips that we're going to get to you, you're going to begin to look inside to determine what it takes to actually manage anger and how you can actually mature spiritually by doing so. I'm going to call your attention to the book of James, and this week's lesson is going to come from chapter 1, and we're going to be looking at verses 19 through 26. While you will find, as you're reading, these scriptures actually give to you some interesting keys. The byproduct of this particular scripture talks a little bit about anger management, self-control, victory over trials, moral living, and of course, how to develop peaceful relationships. Listening is very difficult at times, particularly when you're in a point of differences. You see, it is almost human nature to want to get your point across, even though you may find that you're really not listening to the other person's point of view. When we look at the book of James, it gives to us four different segments of how we should begin to develop effective listening skills. In fact, verse 19 of chapter 1 of James says, be slow to speak. And then it says that we really ought to be more rapid at listening. If you're going to read that in the King James Version, it says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. This particular verse captures for us the thought that when we listen more than we speak, we're able to be able to get to the point of managing anger and wrath. When you look then at the next verse, it tells us that wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. In other words, what this is simply saying is that when you become angry very easily, you're not really walking in the kind of right life that God would like for you to do. And then it suggests there in the 21st and 22nd verse that what we ought to do is analyze our behaviors and then take away those things that we have found in our life that actually keep us from walking favorably. When you learn to listen, it is almost as if you're saying to yourself that you are, in fact, in control. I know you think that sometimes talking and responding gives you a sense of control over others. But really, the truth of the matter is that it becomes very difficult to control others when you cannot control yourself. Anytime that there is communication that is an adverse posture when people are beginning to have differences of opinion, it is almost invariable that what's going to happen is that the next step is going to lead to becoming angry. Well, this anger is something that will rob you of peaceful relationships. It's going to not keep you in the point where you can become victorious over your trials, and most importantly, it removes the mark of self-control. And as you began to look at the scriptures this week, and as you walk through your point of become personally whole, learning how to use effective listening skills, when you learn these effective listening skills, you are going to lead a more peaceful life, and actually, you're going to have a much more happier life. Let me give you four tips and views to learn how to control what we say and to develop effective listening skills. These are going to come in sequence, and I'm going to share with you and would like for you to take a note or to download this on your iPod or to save it so that you can review it in the future. In verses 19 and 20 of the first chapter of James, it says that listening skills come into play when you're trying to manage your anger. Then, the second tip is that you're going to realize that listening effectively is actually a tool of maintaining your own salvation. The third tip here is going to be found as you read through verses 22 through 25. It suggests to us that listening skills are translated into spiritual growth. And then the fourth tip I'd like to give you is that in verse 26, it encourages us by saying that the ability to control one's tongue is a mark of spiritual maturity. And so as you get through this week, there's something I'd like for you to begin to think about with the word listen. If you would write the acrostic S as a sample of what you're beginning to see in yourself, then I'd like for you to write the word listen, L-I-S-T-E-N. When you write the word listen, this is something that I'd like for you to begin to challenge and submit to your memory. These acrostics of listen will begin to teach you that listening intently shows thoughtfulness and it eliminates negatives. You see, what's going to happen when you begin to actually listen to other persons' point of view, you begin to become, as it were, more open-minded. And maybe even what you're thinking was the case may not be the case. Because sometimes when you listen, you'll invariably find out something that you had not even thought about. And so this week, again, remember the acrostic listen. L-I-S-T-E-N. That will remind you that listening intently shows thoughtfulness and eliminate negative. And so I bet you're going to be having a great time this week sharing the skill and just challenging yourself to actually begin to listen in confrontational behavior. You can be able to listen, slow to speak, and then, of course, it'll erase so much wrath and so much discord within a relationship that you'll be surprised. So why not try it? Try it this week. In fact, even share it with a friend. Have them become a point of accountability for you. Let them know that you're practicing the art of listening so that you can become more self-controlled, and as a result of that, you'll be a much happier person. And so, I am encouraging you to take a moment, share this with a friend, encourage yourself to become an intensive listener. At the end of this, you are going to be so proud of yourself because you have actually translated listening skills into spiritual growth and spiritual maturity. And so, as you go on the journey, be encouraged. And don't forget to log on to www.drdoritafield.com, and you can listen to other J2W lessons just by clicking on the tab. Go ahead and share it with your friends, and you too can go through the journey. This has been so effective with couples, individual friends, youth group, as well as women's group. So enjoy the journey. And if this has been an excitement to you, and it's been something that's been very helpful, it'll be so great to hear from you. So again, just remember, listen unto others as you would have them listen unto you. Because your true mark of self-control is when you can now allow others to speak their difference without planning to say yours. Oh, you can do it. I have every confidence in you. And so through the grace of God, you're able to be more than a conqueror. So until next week, be whole, be blessed, and be free.